Okay, this is InterCity Press's podcast for today, Tuesday, May 4th, 2021, here in the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We're covering more than 10 cases, and this time we're going to focus on conflict of interest or recusal issue, handled very, deftly. Omar Amanat, he was charged with various kinds of fraud. He's described as a tech entrepreneur. He was a producer of the Twilight films. He's been in jail for some time, and now he's coming up on sentencing in August. Now, the firm of Patterson Belknap wanted to step in and represent him at sentencing, but the judge, Paul G. Gardefee, was an associate and a partner there. His two mentors come from there, he said. In full disclosure, that these mentors' pictures are in his chambers, that 13 of his law clerks have gone to work for the firm. And so, given how much time he's put in on the case, including a 128-page decision recently, he wasn't going to recuse himself, but he's considering saying that the firm should not appear before him representing Omar Amanat. Amanat could, of course, get all the other counsel, but he's requested briefing. There's a case that they cited. We're going to go legal schmiegel here. In re FCC 208 F3rd 137 Second Circuit 2000, in which the Gibson Dunn firm was told to not file an appearance because one of the judges on the panel used to work there. So it should be kind of interesting. I'm going to transition to that to say Gibson Dunn, meanwhile, has made a motion to quash in the Steve Donziger case. This is the case stretching back to an award in Ecuador about Chevron. Now, Donziger is facing a trial in May that we're going to cover, and he sought information from Gibson Dunn, who has come back and said that he's an adjudicated racketeer seeking to make a circus in the court. Well, we'll be there for the circus. Where we won't be, at least for the foreseeable future, is in the United Nations, which we also like to cover and covered for some time in as much or more detail than we're covering the courthouse. The thing is that the current head man there, Antonio Guterres, is so corrupt and so lawless that, not liking the questions or the coverage, he had InterCity Press physically ousted and banned now 1,037 days. Most recently, he's flown to Louisville, Kentucky, spending someone else's money on a trip to the Kentucky Derby. What kind of people think when they're giving money to the UN, it's for feeding the poor? It's actually for stuffing Fat Tony's face and allowing him to ban the press while he covers up the rapes by peacekeepers. Well, we don't accept it. We put our names in to cause a debate there about press freedom and hope that you'll join in. This has been the 3-Minute Drill, InterCity Press, Matthew Russell Lee, to be continued.